Why are there JPEG artifacts over the blood splatters on the screen?
Yes!
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I have a fill-in. One man covers for two. His name is Tyler. What's up?
What's up? I don't know if I'm really two, but...
you would remember Tyler if you've listened... God, what was it, 3 years ago?
I think no, longer than that. It was like 6 years ago.
I think you were on like... It was like one of the days after SGC or something, like right after you like moved back.
Oh yeah.
It was right after SGC when you moved back to with your dad for a while.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Then you were on then and that was a long time ago.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's been ages. As people know, Andy is still in Jamaica. Tam is, I don't know, he said he had car problems. So I don't know. I don't know what's up with Tam. I guess we'll find out.
Man, everybody's having car problems.
I know. Yeah, I'm having car problems too. I have to replace a goddamn EGR valve. Which it doesn't look like it's going to be that hard, but I started last night. There's only two bolts you need to take off the thing. And just looking at those fucking things, it's going to take like the Hulk to get those off. They are like rusted and shut in. And so I got at him with some like PB blaster shit that like gets into the threads, and then a wire brush to at least try and get some crap off of it. Because boy, that is going to be a bitch later. I'm doing that today.
Do you have an impact wrench at least?
The impact won't fit in there.
Oh.
Yeah. But we do have a ratchet with the extender handle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's easier to use if you got more leverage. So. We'll probably be able to get it, but god damn. I can already just punch my mic. I can see that being a bitch. And then it doesn't look like it's gonna be super hard, but it looks like it might be a little bit of a pain in the ass. But I mean, it's worth it because my car's fucking up, so.
Yeah.
It's funny because I got a refund on a video game. Like, so I dropped $60. And then, like, the next day I refunded it because South Park's delayed. So I got the refund. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll get my $60 back. And then, you know, later that day, like, hey, you need a $78 part. God damn it. So, yeah, I got to do that. It's messing with my exhaust, which I've noticed a lot of problems. Actually, like, a good year ago, I started noticing that when I come to a complete stop... And I try to accelerate, my car will, like, jerk a little bit. And it was really annoying. And at the time, people were saying the EGR valve. And I was like, well, it's an expensive part for just kind of a guess, so I'll wait. And then now I've got problems with, like, it doesn't really want to accelerate that much, like, very easily. And I still got the jerking. And then finally I got the check engine light. So we have a code reader, so I used that. And I got the code that was basically said exhaust. Points to EGR valve. So, and my emission status was like in the red, which means my emissions are like they're not getting out of my car.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so you need to get those things out. The valve's not regulated in those, which is why I'm having so many problems. But if I don't fix it and I just let it go unchecked, it's going to hurt the catalytic converter. Which is significantly.
That's a $1,000 replacement. I just replaced one.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, God. It's about $1,000.
Yeah. So that's a significantly more expensive thing to do, which is why I was like, well, maybe I could wait. I'm like, no, 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 no. As long as that check engine light's on, I'm not going to drive that car.
Yeah.
Even though I'm probably sure I could probably drive that for months, really, before something actually goes wrong, but it's telling me right now that something's about to go wrong, so.
Yeah, we had our check engine light on for months, like earlier this year, and it was, we took it in and the catalytic conveyor was like split on one, like the seam was like splitting, and he was like, yeah, it's only a matter of time before this thing just actually just popped off.
Oh my god, that sucks. Man. Fucking cars, man.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and I just had to replace the serpentine belt and the brake rotors, too.
The serpentine belt's not so bad. Rotors, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was like a $300-something ordeal.
Yeah, did you replaced all four?
Yep.
I told you about this. I replaced one.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I had some help, because like I said, I was like in my teens, but I did break one rotor, and I've replaced that. And that was a bitch.
Yeah, you gotta take the whole wheels off, or in the serpentine belt, you gotta take them off anyway, so.
Yeah.
It was a whole ordeal. I couldn't do it because I don't have a garage. Well, I have a garage, but I don't have a jack or anything else, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. We got all that shit here. So I could do all that work. We got the jack that slowly goes down, so you really want to use jack stands before you get under it. Because
mm-hmm.
It'll, like, you'll jack something up, and then you can just see it so ever slowly coming back down. And you're like, I don't want to get the fuck under that. I guess it's coming down. And the jack has, like, a hair trigger when you're trying to let the car down. So, like, when you're turning the thing to let it down, it'll, like, be easy, 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 and you'll hit that hair trigger and go, boom, back to the ground. So, I've gotten somewhat better at letting that thing down easy, but that is, like, it goes from nothing to everything very quickly. But it's a good jack.
It jacks things.
Yeah, it jacks things. Got more jacks than an iPhone 7.
Oh.
Ooh.
So, one?
Yeah, we're not going to top that. Podcast over. All right. So, cars. Oh, so speaking of cars, we played Rocket League last night.
Yep. And fun.
Was it just me, or were we kicking ass?
Well, yeah, most of the time we were like winning like 4-1 or something ridiculous. Yeah,
we were kicking ass in that game. If only we had a goalie.
Yeah. That would have been nice.
We were on Tyler's case last night. He was getting pretty rustled.
No, I wasn't getting wrestled.
No, you were getting wrestled. There's no way I could have blocked that.
Hey, there were some impossible saves there. And I had some that I made.
I was surprised that new mode with all the power-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised how really not that fun that was.
Yeah, it seemed kind of just hectic.
Yeah, it was just kind of a mess, and it wasn't like in a good way.
I feel like if the power-ups were on the level, it would be more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was just like, you get a power-up, and it seems like, I don't know, maybe I need to play a little bit more, but it just seems like the power-ups only really helped you, like, knock people out of the way, but, like, getting the ball and scoring, unless you had, like, the spikes, it really didn't matter.
Yeah, the spikes were cool.
Yeah.
And the magnet was kind of fun if you got it right.
Yeah, that was fun. I liked the, it's weird to use, though. It's like the suction cup arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't pull the ball back to you. It launches you into the ball. And mm-hmm. every time I've tried to use it, like, you shoot the suction cup and it sticks to the ball. And you expect the ball to come back. But instead, like, you go at the ball and hit it, like, directly in a straight direction. It was weird.
Yeah, I got it a couple times, but
yeah, it's really goofy. And then, but then there is another one that actually pulls the ball back. So
yeah, I think it's a grappling hook one.
Yeah, the grappling hook,
or maybe it's vice versa. I don't remember.
Yeah, so fuck, I don't know, man.
They're both similar,
but it was fun playing Rocket League. It was too easy.
Oh yeah,
too
that guy.
Easy. Yeah, we had a guy that. When his team beat us, he was like, too easy, and then we...
They beat us 0-1, like, at the very last second got a goal.
Oh, that was when they scored with 0 seconds left.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was the goalie?
That was the goalie. I hit the ball. It just went in.
So, they beat us 0-1, and then we rematched them, and we won. And then we rematched him again, and I think they beat us pretty good that time.
Yeah, it was like 6-0.
Yeah. But then we rematched him again. We played 4 matches against them, mm-hmm. and we won the 4th one. So I thought we were going to get a rubber match, but they left. That sucks. Yeah, because that was the one that we're like, okay, it's not too easy anymore. It's difficile. So Rocket League's fun. I've been also playing Skyrim quite a bit. Trying to not suck. Trying to finally beat the damn thing. It's been 5 years.
I never beat it. I mean, I put like hundreds of hours, but I never beat the story. Same with Fallout. The only one I really beat, well, other than the first two, was New Vegas. I never beat 3 or 4.
I've beaten all those. 3, New Vegas, and 4. I haven't played Nuka World yet, though.
I didn't really like 4. I didn't get very far in it.
You didn't like 4?
No, I got to the baseball stadium and stopped.
You're one of those fucking guys. It's not a Fallout game.
Well, I mean, it was a fine game, but it didn't really feel like an RPG at all.
I agree with you. I agree with what people are saying, that it didn't really feel like much of an RPG, like very Fallout-ish.
It wasn't a bad game. I mean, it was fine. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't what I wanted out of a Fallout game.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, but I can't agree when people look at it. Like, it definitely wasn't... It had quite a bit of differences from, like, say, New Vegas.
It also had the... I don't know, it was just nice in, like, the older games where you'd find, like, a really cool weapon that was, like, unique. Mm. And it's like, in that game, it's like, wow, I found this cool new unique weapon, but it's not as good as my broken-ass revolver that kills everything in one hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I've been planning to play the Nuka World DLC. The problem is, I mean, it's a good problem to have, but, like, I've got a ton of mods, so, like, mm-hmm. I've had to prep myself by updating all my mods in the Fallout Script Extender, mm-hmm. because every time there's an update, the Fallout Script Extender, it depends on what the update is, but the Fallout Script Extender will come out after that. So, like, if there's an update that affects the Script Extender, like, you have to wait, like, another few days for the new Script Extender, or else a lot of your mods will break.
Yeah, I remember that's how it was when Skyrim first came out, too. Mm-hmm.
So, and the only one that would really, really matter to me that much is I have the mod that re-enables achievements, because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you use mods, you can't get achievements, which is not the fucking case in New Vegas, or 3, mm-hmm. but it is in Fallout 4. Yeah, so, and I don't even have, like, I don't have any, like, straight-up cheating mods. Like, I've got a different armor mod. Like, I got a nano suit. But all my other mods are stuff like I made dog meat, a Siberian Husky. I have a black and white Pip Boy. I have more radio stations. The moon is Bob Ross.
I mean, that's kind of cheating, though.
Yeah. I'm inspired every time I look up in the air. So... Yeah, it's kind of silly. And that one relies on the Script Extender, so... I don't know. At one point, I did have all the achievements in Fallout, but I've fallen behind. Because I haven't gotten any of the ones from the Vault Tech DLC, and I don't have any ones from the Nuka World.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a perfect game since... Well, I perfected Rebirth, Binding of Isaac Rebirth. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was like Spelunky, and that was it.
I have... By the way, someone gifted me Spelunky. So... I can play Spelunky.
It's hard. The base game is not as hard, but like the achievements, especially Speedlunky and the Zero Gold. Zero Gold is the one that gave me the most trouble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, you have to avoid?
Yeah, because gold just falls on you in that game. Like, you'll kill something and it'll just like fall on you, so you have to like be wary of it. And there's like little trees that like will hide gold in the leaves that you can't see unless you walk over it, so you have to like hop around the trees just in case there's a gold there.
Dude, that is just like Shovel Knight. Gold doesn't necessarily fall on you, but there's tons of times where gold is behind like a banner or something. Mm-hmm. So if you jump, you hit a piece of gold, and there's an achievement for not getting any gold through a Order of No Quarter stage. And it is a pain in the ass. what was I going to say? We were talking about games, and I mentioned Spelunky. Perfect games. I actually have perfected 2 games this year, although Fallout was taken away from me viciously. But I got the perfect for Game Dev Tycoon.
Oh.
Sorry, I couldn't spit that one out.
I don't know how many achievements are in there. I haven't even really looked at it.
15.
Oh.
One of them's hard as shit, though. It's called Unobtainium. You have to sell, like... I forget exactly what the thing is. Actually, let me just pull it up here and see what we can get. Unobtainium. Game Dev Tycoon. All right, what was the achievement again? Just looking here. How to achieve Unobtainium. This achievement you will receive if you've published 100 million copies. Sorry. 100 million copies of a game in Game Dev Tycoon. And if you've played Game Dev Tycoon, that's fucking hard.
Yeah, I played it when it was... when it first came out. I think the most I ever sold is like a million.
And MMOs apparently don't work for the achievement. So you can't make an MMO and then keep making expansions.
Well, I mean, not even WoW had 100 million.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, but those are the ones you usually get the most sales on because they yeah. last forever. But it doesn't work for the achievement. It has to be like a straight up regular ass game.
Have there even been any games that have sold that much?
I have no idea.
I wouldn't think so.
But I mean, it is called Unobtainium.
Yeah.
So there is that. Tyler, you want to go into gaming news? Talk about some games?
I don't know anything about games.
Well, I will hold your hand.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more. I need it! This is gaming news.
All right, like I alluded to earlier, Fractured But Whole, delayed till 2017. That sucks ass.
Yeah, how was the first one delayed for? Didn't they delay it for like 3 months too?
I think they did. Right now they're just saying quarter one, but quarter one could be anywhere from January 1st to March 31st. So, we'll see. They'll probably nail it down like as they get closer. But still, that sucks. Because that was, like I said, that was the game I was like, it was supposed to come out the first week of December. And it was a little early, but I was like, well, I got the cash, so I'll just pre-order it. Because I know I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to get this game. So, pre-ordered it. And then it was like a couple hours later. Like, I pre-ordered it before I went to work. And then on my first break, I read the news that it was delayed. I'm like, what the fuck? So, at first I was just going to let it... I don't know, man. I don't want to have $60 tied up until, like, April, you know?
Yeah.
It's only September. So, I got the refund, and then just a minute later, ooh, you need a part for your car, dickbag. I swear to God, it called me dickbag.
Wow. Where'd you go? Midas?
No. In fact, I went to Advanced Auto Parts, and I was telling everybody about the lady with... who was missing like 17.
That's right.
And I was like, go up there. Go up there, man. Go look. Her name was Terra. T-E-R-R-A.
Yeah, she ain't looking so hot after Final Fantasy VI.
She is not. So there is a big sale going on right now at Green Man Gaming. I'm trying to find the end date for this, but it does not seem to tell me the end date. Anyway. So with the code VIP3, there's some deals going on. You can get Fallout 4 on Steam for $24, which is pretty good. Far Harbor for $15, Automatron $6, Wasteland Workshop $3, Contraptions Workshop again $3, Vault-Tec Workshop for $2.22. You know what pisses me off about Fallout?
How there's a million DLC and they don't add much?
Yeah, there's all this workshop DLC. Like Automatron did add one quest. I mean, one quest line. So I guess that's like five quests. But anyway, add one quest line and the ability to make robots. Now, the quest line was fine and the robots were cool and whatever, but it's just not like Fallout New Vegas. Like every DLC, there were many DLCs that were like a ton of content. Like, they did come out with, like, the Gunrunner's Arsenal or something, which added some guns.
I think that was just, like, a pre-order thing, though, wasn't it?
I don't think it was.
I remember there was a pre-order thing, but yeah, I think you're right.
But all the other DLC was like, it was Old World Blues and Dead Money and Honest Hearts, Lonesome Road. Like, those were big things. But only two, like, big DLC came out for Fallout 4, Far Harbor and Nuka World.
Didn't they say those are the only two that are coming
out? Yeah, and they're done.
Yeah.
Nuka World was the last one. The game's not even a year old. And they're done. Done with DLC. What the fuck? I did see there was a community-made DLC that they're working on where it takes you to the Pacific Northwest. And I was like, oh, cool, when's that coming out? It's like 3 years away.
Oh, yeah, those community mods take forever because it's usually only like two or three guys working on it.
Yeah, well, I think they got someone like of a small team working on this one, but still.
Well, even that one Skyrim one that took like 5 years, I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the name either, but I know what you're talking about. There's also deals on Borderlands. You can get the Handsome Bundle for $30. The list price is $130.
What's the Handsome Bundle?
I think it's Borderlands with just the whole... It's all the DLC with it, too.
I don't even remember that game having DLC.
It's, I figured out what this is. It's Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Edition, Borderlands the Pre-Sequel, and Borderlands the Pre-Sequel Season Pass.
Oh, the Telltale Hearts thing. Wasn't that what it was? The pre-sequel?
Something like that. I don't know.
Or Telltale Games, not Telltale Hearts.
Yeah, Telltale. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I heard it wasn't that good.
Really?
Well, it was from a person who really liked Borderlands 2, that she didn't like it.
I heard the Batman Telltale series was not that good.
I've heard actually quite a few of their games have not been that good.
I mean, obviously, The Walking Dead has been really good.
Yeah. Because
I played those two, and those were the ones that put them on the map.
And I heard Game of Thrones kind of flopped, and...
I heard Minecraft Story Mode was pretty good.
Yeah, but I hear it's really... You can't really enjoy it unless you're, like, 12 or younger.
Really? But I have heard mixed reviews about Game of Thrones and Batman.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. They had Back to the Future, didn't they?
Did they?
Actually, I kind of heard people like that one, though. I've only played the Walking Dead one, though, so I don't really know too much about them.
The Telltale one is something else, not the pre-sequel. Because the pre-sequel is, it looks just like it's another Borderlands game.
What is it's Tales from Borderlands, I think
is
the name of
it. Yes, that's it, Tales from the Borderlands.
Yeah.
That's it. There's probably someone listening right now going, fucking idiots. Tales from the Borderlands. But yeah, the pre-sequel, shit, you go buy it. Green Man Gaming. Digital Homicide attempts to sue Steam users.
Who's Digital Homicide?
Digital Homicide made headlines for filing a lawsuit against Jim Sterling, a former Destructoid staff member and a fairly outspoken gaming critic. In an attempt to stay relevant, Digital Homicide has filed another frivolous lawsuit against critics. This time, they're targeting Steam users.
Oh, for rating their game bad?
Yes.
What game do they make?
I believe... Yes. The Slaughtering Grounds.
Never heard of it.
Look up. I swear to God. And I've only watched... I think this is like the only Jim Sterling video I've watched. So, I don't really know much about the guy, but look up Jim Sterling, The Slaughtering Grounds.
I just gotta see what this game looks like. I've never
even... Oh my God, it's horrible. You know what? I have it on Steam. I bought it for, I swear to God, like less than 20 cents.
Holy shit, it looks really, like it looks like a very old game.
It does. And it's just, he can explain it way better than I can, but it is god awful. Everyone listening, look up Jim Sterling, The Slaughtering Grounds. It'll bring you to it.
Why are there JPEG artifacts over the blood splatters? Yes! Oh, God. Oh, that UI is just... Looks like
it's
one of those...
a mess. The game is a huge mess, and he called it a mess. And then they called him out. The way they handled being criticized was like a bunch of babies. I mean, clearly, they're suing Steam users.
Oh, like the Braid guy?
Yeah, but a little bit worse, I would say. He was very complainy and whiny, but they were very like, you can't do this.
Oh.
You can't criticize.
You can't have an opinion.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. The subpoena also mentions that James Ramin is looking for $18 million in restitution for, quote, personal injury.
I don't think that's going to stand.
Yeah.
I hope Judge Judy takes this one.
You created a shitty game, Digital Homicide. God.
When did this game come out? I don't even remember hearing about it.
A couple years ago.
I guess they're just broke and they're like, oh, we really need money. Let's look at that review we got 2 years ago.
I don't have enough space over here for my mixer and my keyboard.
Yeah, I had to get a new desk, and I got a monitor stand, and it's like made like my desk space infinitely larger.
It came out October 31st, 2014, so yeah, we're looking at 2 years. Yeah, I mean, I have enough space without the mixer, but when I'm doing the podcast, the mixer takes up like a third of the space.
Oh, yeah,
it's pretty big. So I'm just over here with the keyboard, like... All right. Sony boss thinks No Man's Sky could have been marketed better.
I think they did plenty of marketing. I don't think that was the issue.
I heard someone explain it. The best way I heard No Man's Sky explained is that it's a mile wide and an inch deep.
Yeah. I feel like that's a lot of those games like that. Like, overly ambitious, super huge open world. It's like, wow, look at all this place in Far Cry I can go. Oh, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, like, you can go explore all this cool stuff, but, you know, once you've explored a couple things, you're like, okay, but now what can I do? It's like, you can mine. All right, I'm done.
Yeah, that's how I felt with Far Cry, like, Far Cry 3 and 4. It's like, oh, cool, I get to murder all these animals and, like, get cool stuff, and then I did it, and I was like, all right, the story's kind of boring, and there's really nothing else to do.
I can't believe I beat Far Cry 3, because...
Oh, that story was so garbage, I could not... it was physically painful.
Halfway through it, when I got the second island, it literally felt like a chore.
Yeah, it was...
I don't know why, but I beat it. I started Far Cry 4, but... I haven't made it very far. The biggest problem with the Far Cry games on PC is that you have to have Uplay.
Yep, you know.
Which sucks. And I believe South Park's going to be the same way, because it's also an Ubisoft game.
Yeah, Ubisoft's kind of dumb about that.
Yeah, fucking Uplay. No one's going to use Uplay. Stop pushing that on people.
It's like Steam, but better.
No, it's like Steam. If Steam were like a tumor that... They're like, well, we can get rid of the tumor, but you can't use your arm anymore. And so you're like, well, I guess just keep the tumor until I'm done using my arm. And in this case, the arm's the game, if anyone's following me anymore. Xbox One backwards compatibility now up to 250 games. So that's neat.
Good for them.
This was announced by Major Nelson, who I can't believe is still there.
I felt like they already really got most of the 360 games that needed to be ported.
Hasn't Major Nelson been with Xbox since we were, like, fucking 10?
Well, I mean, I'd think he'd stay there, stick around.
It's just... He's in this exact same position for so goddamn long.
Maybe he's very happy.
I guess. And he looked old when the Xbox came out, like 2002.
Was it that long ago? I don't even remember.
Halo 2 was out on the original Xbox, and that was in 2004.
I guess it must have been like 2 or 3.
So 2002. Okay, well, let me look this up. Xbox.
Oh, no, I believe it, because Final Fantasy X came out in like 2000.
Xbox.
Or was it 2001?
November 15th, 2001. So we were 11. So since we were 11, the problem with Major Nelson is he's had fucking gray hair the whole time.
Well, I mean, how old is he?
He could not have been that old when he first had gray hair. Major Nelson. Okay, you can't just search Major Nelson on Wikipedia. Oh, no, there it is. His name is Larry Herb. 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 H-R-Y-B. Major Nelson. Oh, it doesn't have an H for Major Nelson. Well, Major Nelson is from I Dream of Jeannie from the 1960s, so that's given us somewhat of an idea of how old he is.
He was in the show?
He wasn't in the show. But, I mean, if that's his pop culture that he's coming up with to make his gamer tag.
Oh, okay.
You gotta think, like, that's something he watched. His voice has appeared in multiple video games. Explosion Man, Gunslinger. It's also in the credits of numerous games. He had a non-speaking role of the scorekeeper in the guards versus students football scene in the movie Sleepers, starring Brad Pitt, Kevin Bacon, and Robert De Niro. Since Larry was in a scene with Kevin Bacon, this gives him a Bacon number of 1 in 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Wow, that's a good claim to fame there.
Wow. Okay, you can now pay Blizzard to change your battle tag.
Oh, finally they added that?
Yes.
People have been asking for that forever. Because they gave everyone a free one when Overwatch came out, but people have been like asking for it because there's a lot of people with really dumb gamer tags out there.
Yeah.
Like I saw like 3 or 4 Harambes and I was like, you know, oh, 2 years God. From now you're gonna really
want that changed very quickly. Anyone unhappy with their battle tag now has the opportunity to pay Blizzard to change it. For $10, you could take a mulligan on your battle tag and come up with something better.
That's surprisingly cheap considering they charge like $15 for change your name in WoW.
It's worth noting that the first battle tag change is free, apparently. It's the subsequent ones that cost money.
Are they giving everyone a free one now, or everybody who uses a free one from Overwatch doesn't get another one?
It does not explain. I am giving you all the information I have.
I don't need to change my battle tag. I've had it the same since StarCraft 2, I think, is when they added like the actual usernames for it.
Backstreet Boys, 1998.
Yep. It's Justin Timberlake, XOXO.
Alrighty, so that will do it for gaming news. Let's go ahead and talk about technology. Unfortunately, we talked about the iPhone 7's headphone jack last week. I'm sure you had something to say.
iPhone 7 looks like shit.
There we go. Alright, let's go into technology.
I am programmed for your pleasure.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is technology news.
Please assume the position.
You know who that is?
Yeah, it sounds like, what's his name from Fallout?
Fisto.
Yeah.
Yeah. have you ever watched the Fallout Storyteller series?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god, it's so fucking good. It's basically, it's like, it's a machinima, but it's a guy, he's a Brotherhood of Steel knight, but he wanders the wasteland, basically, just all over the place, and runs into people, and he just fucking tells stories, and it's a good way to just, I guess, get into the lore of Fallout, because he'll just mention everything from, like, from Vault City to the Brotherhood chapters to Children of the Atom. Like, he'll just talk about those things. But there is an April Fool's episode about the development of Fisto that is so fucking hilarious. Oh, my God. On Friday, Twitter shareholder Doris Shenwick filed a lawsuit against the company for allegedly misleading investors about its growth projections. The lawsuit claims that in November 2014, Twitter promised investors that the size of its active monthly user base would increase to 550 million in the intermediate term and to over 1 billion in the longer term. Shenwick intends to file a class action lawsuit that would represent people who bought Twitter stock between February 6, 2015 and July 28, 2015. Twitter currently has 313 million active monthly users as of June. To put that in context, Instagram has 500 million active monthly users, and Facebook has 1.71 billion. Snapchat, which was founded in 2011, has more active users than Twitter, which was founded in 2006. So basically, they're suing Twitter for not being popular enough.
Yeah, I didn't think Twitter was that unpopular. I thought it definitely would have had at least 500 million users.
I'm surprised it does not have 500 million users. Like, Like, Instagram has 500 million. Facebook, god damn, they're almost up to 2 billion.
Well, I mean, everybody around the world uses Facebook, and, like...
But that's still super crazy. That's, like, you're approaching, like, a third of the world.
How many of those people are, like, the bots, though?
Like, there's...
The, hey, I'm your aunt. Yeah. My profile got deleted.
Oh, my god. That's so funny.
Or how many people have... My Little Pony and Avatar anime, like anime avatars.
They don't count as people. They shouldn't. Let me try and find the city. Philadelphia, their public transit system is going to use the water repelling paint, which is to prevent public urination.
Oh, that's so smart.
You can't just pee in a well. There's an issue with it. It's an issue you probably wouldn't have expected, but in San Francisco, they did the same thing. They coated their buildings with this paint so to curb public urination. Well, the problem is it has to go somewhere, so it bounces back, and apparently San Francisco has had problems with light poles rusting at the bottom, and one nearly fell and hit someone.
Oh,
it fell but didn't hit someone. It was close. So they're reevaluating this and seeing exactly what they can do about the public urination problem. But I don't know. Maybe the public transit system, even if it does bounce back, you know, maybe there's not a light pole there, you know, that it can rust out. So maybe it'll work better. But San Francisco did indeed have problems with light poles breaking, which is ridiculous. Can't they just make another bathroom? Like, wouldn't that be the easiest? Everyone can use just a bathroom.
No.
A city worker can come by every day and take out the trash.
See, that costs money.
Yeah, that costs money. Instead, we're just going to paint all our buildings with like water repellent paint.
That's cheaper. Probably not at all. Well, I guess you only have to paint the base floor, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. It's like some sort of clear coat that you just put on shit. So if you got on a chair and peed above the baseboard. All right. Man allegedly burned by Galaxy 7 Note is suing Samsung.
Oh, yeah, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, we talked about this last week, too. The Galaxy 7's exploding.
I'd still rather take an exploding phone over the iPhone 7.
You know, I probably would, too.
I'll take my chances and listen to my music.
I'll just... When I'm charging my phone, I'll just stick it in the fridge.
I heard the TSA actually put like a, you can't fly with Galaxy Note 7s if they're on.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. They demand you at least turn them off. Yeah, well, I'm glad I don't have either. Like, I don't have iPhone or Galaxy.
Well, I have the S7 Edge, which is the first phone to actually outsell the iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really nice.
I've got the Droid Turbo, which I've liked quite a bit. So Pluto is emitting X-rays. It's really weird.
Well, maybe they have like a broken leg they're trying to get looked at.
Pluto appears to be emitting X-rays, high energy radiation associated with gases and temperatures of 1,000,000 degrees. That makes Pluto the furthest known X-ray source in our solar system. If confirmed, the finding could reshape our understanding of the dwarf planet's atmosphere. Before we'd seen Pluto up close, most astronomers imagined it to be a dead little nugget of ice and rock. But as the New Horizons spacecraft got closer, it started detecting signs of an atmosphere. This got a group of researchers, including Casey Lissy of Johns Hopkins Applied Science Laboratory and Scott Wolk of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, wondering if Pluto might be visible in the X-ray part of the spectrum. I like how I said all that without stumbling.
That's impressive.
It was impressive.
Maybe it's just like aliens messing with us.
Yeah. Watch this. Okay, everyone turn on your microwaves at 10. I bet they can read this. Fucking idiots. So that'll be interesting. They're going to see if they can see it through the X-ray spectrum. They're going to see if it's actually giving out X-rays. It's kind of crazy. Pluto has a weird fucking glow to it. Pretty nuts. I mean, do you admit X-rays? No.
I'm sure I do. Sometimes.
Woman suffers $9,000 Verizon bill for no apparent reason.
Sounds accurate.
There have been a number of FCC complaints against Verizon this week, after other customers said their data usage skyrocketed for no obvious reason. Her monthly bill averaged $118 for 4 gigs of data, until July, when she went on vacation and found herself without Wi-Fi. She received a text from Verizon notifying she was over her data limit and asked if she'd like to purchase more. She chose to upgrade her plan to 8 gigabytes a month. Over the next hour, she received 40 text messages from Verizon repeatedly asking whether she'd like to buy additional data. She ignored the message, assuming there was some sort of glitch. She was shocked to find out her account when she checked her account and found out she owed the company thousands of dollars. And because of the outstanding balance, Verizon shut off her phone. When she went to cancel her plan, Verizon tacked on an additional fee, making the grand total she owed the company $9,153.46. For allegedly using 569 gigabytes of data.
How would you even do that on
Bullshit.
A phone?
Yeah.
that's not even possible.
Bullshit. There's no way. You would have to work so hard to use that.
I could barely do that on my computer, and I'd have to really try.
Me too. That month I installed all my Steam games, I pushed about 500 gigs. So think about that on a phone. That's impossible.
There's not enough time to do that on a phone.
Yeah, there's not enough time. What are you going to do? Stream radio or something? Like, watch Netflix? Like, you're going to have to do that.
Streaming radio doesn't take that much
data. Yeah, so you're going to have to do that, like, 24-7 all month, and you probably won't even come close to that.
Yeah, I don't even think that's feasible.
Her story was picked up by the media. She plans to fight the charges in court. The Plain Dealer published a story about the incident. Verizon and reportedly resolved the issues with Gerbus. We've talked to the customer who reportedly owed the $9,000 monthly wireless bill and resolved it to her satisfaction.
Whatever the amount was. Hopefully not more than like $120.
Yeah, they better have just waived it to what her original overage was. Which would have been... I don't think those overages are really that insane.
No, I mean, they tend to be... I think they're like 10 cents for like... or I don't know how much it is. I know my little brother's gone over several times.
So, yeah, that's crazy. But this reminds me that last month... So, I have my phone capped at 3 gigs a month for mobile data.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a family plan that we all... that we pay into, like... how do I put it? Instead of, because a family plan's cheaper, like, together, so that's why I've never been like, oh, let me get my own plan. I'm like, no, fuck that, I'll just pay for my...
Well, I'm still on my mom's plan, too.
I was like, I'll just pay for my phone, because it's fucking cheaper.
Yeah.
So.
I spend $80 a month on both me and my wife's phone, and we both have...
Really?
She has an S5, and I have an S7.
Yeah, I spend $45 a month on my phone.
Yeah, it's way cheaper.
Yeah, it's way cheaper. So... so, because of the fact that we have a family plan, we have 12 gigs of data to share between all four of us.
Yeah, I think we have like 16 between the four of us.
Yeah, so I have my data to cap off at 3 gigs. So, like, if I hit 3 gigs of data, my mobile data will just shut off. And I have, like, a bunch of data saving features on there, though, so I don't really come close to it. But last month, our billing cycle is, like, the second of the month through the first of the next month, you know, and then it repeats on the second of the following month. I was like 4 days in and I was approaching 2 gigabytes. And I have no idea how I got there so fast.
I actually just got a text today saying that our data limit's been reached too.
Really? Because like, I can show you this on my phone.
Because mine was like, I think it resets today. They're like, you have... 0% left, and you have 0 days until your next cycle. Like, thanks?
I know nobody's going to be able to see this here, but... look at that cliff right there.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So it jumped up, and then I put on all the data-saving features, and, like, it barely went up. So, like, all month last month, I used 264 gigs. 2.64 gigabytes. And so far this month... I mean, we're over halfway through the month, and I haven't even used a gig yet.
Yeah, I think my mom actually got something that you can do now, is if you get close to it, they, like, throttle your speed back significantly.
Oh, throttle. Oh. Interesting. I have it to, if I hit 2 gigabytes, they warn me, and then when I hit 3, it just, that's it.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like, if you hit 10% for the family plan, it just throttles everybody's speed so you don't get overage charges. Because my brother was consistently going over.
Yeah, he would. Which brother?
Hunter, doing Snapchat and all that dumb shit.
All right. Let's close this baby out with some news.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
3-hit combo.
Miss you, Tam. Miss you, buddy.
Sounds like Jaleel White there.
Does he? An 81-year-old man allegedly punched a fellow pensioner and struck him with a shuffleboard cue.
Florida?
Yes. The confrontation Wednesday afternoon occurred at the Pinellas Park Senior Center, which included an open-air pavilion with 16 shuffleboard courts.
Dude, those things are kind of dangerous. I used to play shuffleboard, like, on vacation stuff.
Yeah.
They're like little lances, kind of. Well, I mean, like, they're pronged, but they're, like, soft. But, I mean, if you, like, swung it, they're, like, metal. Might do some damage.
The 81-year-old man, Herbert Hayden, had a verbal argument that escalated to a physical altercation. Hayden allegedly punched the victim, James Sutton, in the face and hit him with the shuffleboard cue, causing damage to both cues. Oh my god. I am like on the verge of sneezing, but I don't want to sneeze. I am like right fucking there.
If you look at the sun, you'll sneeze.
It doesn't work for me. Like,
oh, really?
They say look at lights, and I'm just like...
Well, if I look at a regular light, it doesn't work, but if I look at, like, the sun...
At the sun. God. Okay, it's gone. Sutton, cops noted, sustained a pair of 4-inch scratches on the right cheek of his face. Sutton's age is not included in the court findings, but if he was at the retirement home, I'm going to guess old.
Probably. Oh, maybe he's like Chris Metzen from Blizzard. He's retiring at 40.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to guess that even though you have retired at 40, you're probably not going to the senior center to play shuffleboard. You might go do something a little more cool. All right, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning us about salmonella. You know how you can get salmonella?
Eating raw chicken?
Ah, but according to the CDC, kissing chickens...
Of course. Oh, they have them. I have to stop that now?
Yeah. The CDC reported in a study Wednesday that the increased popularity of backyard poultry flocks has coincided with an uptick in salmonella outbreaks associated with live poultry.
I'm assuming and praying that this is just like little kids that are like they pet, they kiss their dogs or something like that, but I have a feeling that's not so wholesome.
The CDC. Oh my God. You're probably right. Well, the CDC at least says it's a little bit more wholesome. The CDC looked at cases that occurred between 1990 and 2014 and found that some people were infected by engaging in risky behaviors. Okay, it doesn't sound that wholesome. Including cuddling, kissing, and in some cases, letting chickens roam in their bedrooms and bathrooms.
Ugh. They like shit everywhere and smell bad.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid. So, oh my God. Of the CDC sample incidents, 62% of patients reported exposure to baby poultry, which includes chicks and ducklings.
Okay, I can see like a little kid like kissing a little chick or
of that
duckling.
62%, 49% reported cuddling with the baby poultry. 46% reported letting them in their living rooms, kitchens, bedrooms, and bathrooms. 13% reported kissing the baby poultry.
I mean, I don't know about kissing, but I mean, little ducklings are cute. I could see, like, just cuddling with them, like, having them on you, around you, petting them. But if you're going to get salmonella, I'm not going to do it.
Tyler, you want a reason to love Mexican food?
I don't need a reason.
That's true. Did you see there's going to be taco trucks on every corner?
Oh, I can't wait.
Me neither. Two police officers and a burrito are receiving praise for their brave rescue of a kitten stuck in a drainage pipe. Two officers of the Parlier Police Department in California used a piece of a partially eaten burrito to lure the hungry animal from the pipes. The rescue effort on Monday also included some meowing by the officers. Oh my God. They were probably on their knees holding a burrito in front of them meowing.
Those brave men.
The kitten is safe and in the care of Parlier Animal Control.
Oh, no, it's going to be put down.
Don't say that. Authorities also said one of the officers hopes to adopt the kitten.
Yeah, he's just saying that.
And name the kitten Burrito.
Okay, that's cool.
He might just be saying that, though. That is true. Yeah, sure, I'll adopt it and name it. Looks down at his burrito. Burrito! All right, Tyler. That'll do it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you for filling in.
Yeah.
It's been fun. As Leaper would say, it's been real. It's been fun.
It's been real fun.
It's been real fun. So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Oh my God, I fucked it up. I haven't fucked that up in like 3 years.
See, it's because I'm here.
3hitcombopodcast on Facebook, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast, and email us, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Remember, we are the defenders of the nudes. Send us your nudes and they will never get out. So for Tyler, this is Matt, signing out.